This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado House Republicans aren't backing Steve Scalise for Speaker, at least not yet. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Western Slope Representative Lauren Boebert said she'd support fellow Freedom Caucus members Jim Jordan or Chip Roy as Speaker. She says she's ready for someone who'll, quote, throw down.
I'm tired of the politics that are played in this chamber, and I want somebody who's actually going to put some teeth into what we do.
But when asked if there's anything Scalise can do to change her mind, she replied, we'll see. Eastern Plains Congressman Ken Buck was also noncommittal. He didn't vote for either candidate during a closed-door party meeting to pick a nominee. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The El Paso County Coroner's Office is helping to identify some of the more than 100 improperly stored human bodies discovered at a Penrose funeral home last week. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The agency is assisting the Fremont County coroner in what is expected to be a lengthy investigation. KKTV reports El Paso County Coroner Leon Kelly said his office is one of many Colorado counties involved in the process. Kelly said their goal is to identify individuals and release them to their families as efficiently as possible. A criminal investigation into the funeral home is ongoing. The Penrose Parks and Rec Department is holding a candlelight vigil for the area and affected families this weekend. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The National Forest Foundation is looking for a contractor to reconstruct the trail leading to Glenwood Canyon's iconic Hanging Lake. A 2021 mudslide that started in the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar caused significant damage to the lake and the surrounding area. While the trail since reopened, efforts to renovate it to protect against future natural disasters are expected to start this spring. In the Central Mountains, snow is expected to last all day outside of Aspen. Independence Pass is temporarily closed. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the safety closure began last night, should reopen tomorrow. This is CPR News.